The Western United States has been on fire. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Rennie Short, professor of public policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, discusses the causes behind the current rash of fires plaguing the West.
We are on record to have another devastating fire season in the western states of the USA. More than 8 million acres are now burning each year. There are two main reasons behind the growing number of fires. Fire suppression policies that snuff out fires as they appear. This leads to the build-up of fuel that is the raw material for larger, more devastating fires, and climate change that is making the West hotter, drier, and more vulnerable to fire. But other forces are at work, often ignored in the popular national media. The first is the enlargement of what is known as the wildland-urban interface, the area of private land on the edges of national and state forest. Since 1970, there has been a 50% increase in the low-density housing in this area. States and local municipalities encourage it because it boosts the local tax base and generates increased income and new jobs. So we have more people moving into areas subject to greater risk of fire. But the federal government picks up between one-half and two-thirds of the cost of protecting people and property in this area. In effect, the federal government, the US taxpayer, picks up the tab to subsidize the property of a wealthy minority living in fire-risk areas. Protecting these people and property has become so expensive, it has shifted the priorities of the US Forest Service. In 1990, firefighting accounted for only 13% of the Forest Service budget. Now it eats up more than half, delaying much-needed investment in thinning trees and making forests less resistant to fires. The research clearly shows that as the WUI expands and the West gets drier, we're in for more dangerous and costly fire seasons in the years ahead.
That was John Rennie Short of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.